Osceola County recently received more than $50 million toward the development of a semiconductor manufacturing facility. That money was awarded as part of the federal government's Build Back Better Challenge. Orlando Economic Partnership CEO Tim Giuliani says that money will allow expansion of a semiconductor manufacturing hub, Neo City. WMFE's Talia Blake caught up with Giuliani to talk about this growing industry in Central Florida.
As the country faces a chip shortage, how is what's happening in Osceola County impact the shortage nationwide?
Right now, you know, if you fly over the property, I mean, there's 500 acres that the county owns, and it's surrounded. A fab lab has already been built and is up and operational with lots of tools. You know, these are million-dollar tools inside of it, so it's not so easy to build the fab lab. So Osceola County, for instance, is in for over $200 million so far in this project.
And the county is putting that $200 million towards this semiconductor
research? Yeah, over the years. So the county has led the investment. UCF has been a partner. The state's made some investments, but largely at this point, it's local dollars, although now we're trying to match that with federal dollars.
Mm-hmm. And local dollars coming from taxpayers in Osceola County?
Yes, this has been an investment the county commission has made in how do we diversify the economy, how do we create more tech opportunities. And for instance, they already have Neo City Academy, which is literally across the street, that's training high school students. And because the nice thing about this industry, there's sort of GED to PhD opportunities. So these kids are going into high school, Valencia, and the first group of them have already been hired locally by SkyWater, which is a semiconductor firm.
And Neo City is the area in Osceola County where all this is happening.
That's right. That's the 500 acres.
Mm-hmm. As Osceola County kind of positions itself in the forefront of semiconductor research, why should people who live here who don't work in semiconductors or tech, why should they care that we're pushing towards this?
Well, there's a couple reasons. The most obvious locally is more job opportunities, higher wages. Yeah, I think we're learning that chips are in everything. And look how hard it is to buy a new car. And look at the increase in prices of cars because of that. So to help, you know, with inflation, bring down the cost, having a much more reliable, robust domestic supply chain in semiconductors is a big piece of lowering costs for all of these electric items. And, you know, you get the benefits of national security. But to know that's being done here in Central Florida, and SkyWater, the first firm that's here, in addition to some of the partners that's actually producing chips, is the only U.S.-owned foundry, which means they just make chips for other people. It's not like Intel that makes their own chips. They make chips for others. So that could be Department of Defense. It could be all sorts of these national security concerns. The company that's here in Central Florida actually has a really important niche in that market.
Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, chips also plays a big part in what's going on in space tech. So do you think that the fact that they're being manufactured here locally is going to be beneficial or non-beneficial to local businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. We're working with local businesses and have been because they all need chips. Even Massey Services, which is a, you know, in part of what they do is pest control, actually needs sensors to identify, like, for instance, when there's roaches. So it picks up the smell. It's kind of interesting, something you wouldn't think is really high tech, but that's a local partner example of why chips are important for a lot of local businesses. So we're working with others, including space companies, to get their chips produced right here in Central Florida.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard you use this term fab lab. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. So if you go in, if you were to walk into the fab lab, what you'd see might not look too exciting. It's a clean room. So everyone's wearing complete gowns and goggles, etc., because the air has to be of a certain quality, and so it has to be a very controlled environment. There's a lot of really expensive tools, $1 million plus, that are being used at the different processes. So you almost see an assembly line of sorts with these really expensive tools and with people inside sort of managing the process, overseeing the tools, recalibrating, and sort of that whole production cycle.
And President Biden recently signed the CHIPS and Science Act into law. How will that impact what's happening in Osceola County?
So the CHIPS Act's a really big deal, and it's one of those things that because this is a national security concern, the federal government had to get involved because there's approximately a 25% cost differential of opening a fab lab in, say, China and the U.S. So in order for those companies to produce in the U.S., the federal government stepping in to essentially account for that 25% price difference.
Okay.
So that we can onshore chip production.
Mm-hmm. And you said that Build Back Better Challenge would impact everyone to benefit. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the idea, it would give everyone the opportunity to benefit from it in that aligning sort of what's called upskill programs. At Valencia does a great job of this, where someone may be making $15 an hour, goes through a 12-week program, say in technology, comes out and now can go get a job for maybe $25 an hour. Mm-hmm. So those type of upskilling opportunities, the sort of cluster building activity that I think a lot of people, it sounds a little hard to put their finger on it, but you brought up space. So how do you get the space companies to talk with the higher ed institutions, to talk with our local high schools, to talk with our employer, you know, the other employers, to make sure that there's synergies and this, you know, for instance, this fab lab benefits people here with more jobs than just being one spoke on the wheel. We want to be multiple spokes on the wheel and take full advantage of having this capability in Central Florida.
So it's almost like it'll fuel more collaboration across regions and industries.
Absolutely.
Curious, if Neo City were to, say, fail or they decided, you know, this isn't what we want to do anymore, what would that look like for Osceola County?
Well, at this point, to have over $200 million and 500 acres surrounding it, the infrastructure's put in, utility capability. I just don't think there's any turning back at this point. You have the assets. They're being fully utilized. There's these grants that we've been working on that could put more tools in the fab, expand the fab. And if you do that, now you're opening yourself up to even more partnerships. So I think because locally we've stayed at it for so long, the state at times has been supportive, and now the federal government's stepping in such a huge way. There's only 17 states that really have any semiconductor opportunity. So when you think about this CHIPS Act and it's talked about as a national story, well, it's really only 17 states that have an opportunity. And in Florida, we're the only location that has that opportunity.
That was Orlando Economic Partnerships CEO Tom Giuliani. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 7:45 for more insights into Central Florida's economy and how it affects you and the people around you.